continuing our discussion with Martin Petella, the life enthusiast, a fantastic resource, fantastic source of knowledge. Always enjoy having him on. We talked about the magnesium oil that we sell over the Power Mall. Now let's transition into the salt, the Himalayan salt. Now there's salt everywhere. There's table salt. There's Himalayan salt at Walmart. I mean, you can buy that, but I've never tasted the salt quite as good as the stuff that we get from you guys. And it just enhances food. What is so unique about it and why does it taste so good?
The salt that you guys get from us is taken from about 1% of the total deposit under the Himalayas. It's actually Western Himalaya in Pakistan. And it's fully crystallized. Like, you can have salt that's either amorphous or crystalline. And so we only get the crystalline part, which is vibrationally the most healthful or the most energetically active salt. So it comes with the memory of the 250 million years ago trilobite ocean that thing came from. So there's some sort of a life force. I think that the planet was way richer in life force back in those days than it is today. So somehow it remembers. I mean, I've had some spiritual experiences with that salt that are quite out of the ordinary.
I don't know what's going on, but really, you put it on the food and it makes the food taste better. It makes, I don't know. There's like you said, an energy, an intelligence. I don't know, but it's different than any salt I've ever used.
Yeah, I believe that because I have given this to people and they come back telling me, you have spoiled me for life. I can no longer have salt other than this because everything else is crap.
I agree.
Which is great. I'm so happy that we have that and we have a whole bunch of it in the warehouse. So hallelujah. And I think the refined salt that we get in the grocery stores is somehow dead, you know, the same way as you can have orange juice straight out of the orange, and it will taste way better than the stuff that's made out of concentrate that has been pasteurized, preserved, and stored for 20 years somewhere underground.
Let me ask you about, you know, earlier we talked about the magnesium-calcium balance pump, the back and forth in your body, what's going on. Now let's talk about salt and its counterpoint, the pump there going on with salt. Explain that and
right.
What happens in your body with that.
So we have sodium potassium, which will activate, depending on how the potential is set up, the movement of things between the inside of a cell and the outside of the cell. So the sodium stays on the outside, potassium's on the inside, and they, through their interaction, are causing nutrients to come into the cell and toxins or metabolites to come out of the cell. So if this is not working right, you will either suffer from malnutrition. Well, not like that. You will have not enough energy because there's not stuff coming into the cell. And if it's not working in the opposite direction, you will just be toxic because the cells will not detoxify effectively.
Okay, especially so now what's on the outside? Explain
outside,
that. Which one
potassium
is on the outside?
Yeah, sodium's on the outside of the cellular membrane, potassium's on the inside.
Okay.
But here's the interesting part. So if you eat proteins in your diet, you need more sodium than people who don't. Fruit and things like bananas and potatoes and peppers and all of that, they have more potassium in them than something like steak or hamburger or chicken wings. So people who are eating more of the meat protein-rich diet, they will need more sodium to balance things out.
How do you know when you're off balance? I mean, you can kind of feel that. And how would you adjust?
stress will be one of the symptoms for sure. Dragging, not performing well enough. If you put some salt on the tip of your tongue and it feels good, you probably need more of it. People whose adrenals are under-functioning will find salt to be beneficial or help to stimulate them correctly. So a lot of people who are...
Why is that?
Exhausted. That's actually something I don't remember from the physiology books. I only remember that it does work like that, is that we know that if you don't have enough salt, you will be quick to cramp. Like, I'll say it this way. When you perspire, when you lose electrolytes through perspiration, you need to be resupplying salt, sodium chloride. Like, I remember when I was working a physical job in the summer, 100 degrees outside, we were encouraged to take salt tablets to avoid cramps. And if you get low in sodium, you start getting confused and easy to cramp and other problems. We were just disoriented and not working right.
Let me ask you about table salt that you see in restaurants that, you know, pretty prevalent in stores, what have you. So the table salt there, how is that different from the Himalayan salt that we sell over at the Power Mall?
So one is the vibrational thing we touched on, and the other one is the chemical thing we touched on. Refined salt is only two elements, sodium and chloride. Everything has been stripped. In fact, all the other stuff is quite valuable. It is all of the other elements. They are there only in trace. I mean, salt is 97% sodium chloride, but the table salt is 100% sodium chloride. And the other 3%, we have things like calcium, magnesium, potassium, but also all the other elements that belong into the mix of a natural mix of things.
If you're just using the table salt, you're actually then you're depleted of the trace minerals, and so you need those trace minerals to keep that balance up.
Yes, that's what this will help with. The whole salt, and the Himalayan is not the only whole salt in the market, but it's certainly one of the better ones. The whole salt will help you maintain correctly the balances of things. Like, I believe that seawater is the natural environment or medium from which we came or from which life evolved. Like, you have all the creatures somehow evolving with seawater. I mean, our blood is based on seawater. Our tears are slightly salty. Our sweat is slightly salty. It's all minerals in solution. And so when we take something that's close to the natural mix as opposed to the refined mix, we do better. I guess in the same way as you could think of refined sugar is not as good as raw sugar, or refined oil is not as healthy as whole oil, the whole salt is what nature wants us to have.
All your experience, and I know you do help a lot of people and counsel with them, what have you, what you've seen going on in the world, in medical world right now, what is, leave us with, the number one or one of the number one things on your mind or most important things people need to ask themselves or do for themselves?
Well, in the big picture, I see the biggest evil, money in politics. We should strive to get money out of politics, because that way we'll get regulations right. Because right now, regulations are driven by money. And so once we get the regulations right, we won't have the problem with the pharmaceutical companies pursuing profit over health of the people. They're not interested in getting you well. They're interested in keeping you buying the stuff over and over and over. That's why a drug doesn't really fix a problem. It really only controls the symptom.
I think that never before has health been more our responsibility? We have to realize that. Your health is your responsibility, ladies and gentlemen. That's one of the big missions that we do here at the Power Mall, Power Hour, is help you empower yourself. And Martin, you're certainly one of those guests that we have, and it's been a pleasure to have you on. Last word, you know, 20, 30 seconds, last word.
Oh, well, look to natural things. Nature offers you wonderful balances, and I'm so grateful that we have the Power Mall and the Power Hour with us, where you can get your hands on natural things such as the magnesium chloride, a form of magnesium that not only helps with the magnesium side, but also the chloride. We didn't get to talk about that. Maybe next time. Chloride is what's important in your ability to eliminate carbon dioxide out of your body. That manages your energy and many other things. So maybe next time.
Oh, yeah, very good. That's something we can leave for next time. Martin, it's a pleasure. Thank you. There's products over at the Power Mall. Buy from the good guys, 877-817-9829. The magnesium oil, very versatile, and the Himalayan salt. So, Martin, God bless you, and thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dan.
Yes. Our next guest has been patiently waiting on hold, and he's been praised, he's been vilified, he's been he's been honored, and he's have all kind of names thrown at him. I call him a friend, and we're glad to have him on. Tom Palladino from ScalarLight.com. Tom, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thank you, Daniel, for another great day, another great opportunity to present my work. How you been, Daniel?
Hey, I've been doing very good. This weather has been kind of crazy. I'll tell you that, but hopefully we can even out. And the world's been crazy, frankly. Do you see that in your? You know, we'll get into your work. Let's go off track here a little bit. Do you see in your scalar energy work? Do you measuring things? Do you see it being kind of chaotic and crazy?
I do. People are not happy. There's upheaval everywhere. There's upheaval. As the gentleman, your previous guest said, there's upheaval in our economy, in our government. There's greed, rampant greed. There's a lot of problems today. That doesn't mean it's insurmountable, but there is a great deal of chaos today, a great deal of confusion.
Yeah. Now you're here to talk about Scalar Light, which for some people, you know, I might as well been speaking Chinese to them. It means nothing, or it's crazy, or it's whatever. What is Scalar Light?
I work with Scalar Light, and simply stated, it's sunlight or starlight. I have developed instruments that capture starlight. It's not electricity. It's a different energy spectrum, and with that, you can do incredible things with this energy, scalar energy, what some people call zero-point energy. Tesla, Nikola Tesla, the great inventor, had scalar light instruments, and he could likewise perform prodigious feats. So I believe that scalar light is the technology of the future.
Give us a little more history and kind of background. You mentioned Tesla and some of the other scientists. Give us a little more history all the way up to date where we are with scalar light, scalar energy.
Okay. Well, again, scalar light is sunlight. And to give a history, I believe Nikola Tesla, many of you are familiar with that great inventor. He was the first man to harness this energy. And since then, maybe I would say a dozen scientists have been able to perfect it to the point that you can harness this energy and control it. And that's why you really haven't heard much about this new and emerging technology. It's just not applicable yet. But I have been likewise fortunate enough to control this energy, scalar light. And in many ways, I've copied what Nikola Tesla has done, and I've, if you will, have created the modern-day version of scalar light instruments. And this is going to, again, serve as a new technology to mankind, a new way of looking at progress. If you look at the invention of electricity and the application of electricity, I should say, that has served to spearhead the world forward. Well, I contend that scalar energy will be of a greater import than that of electricity. So this is a new and upcoming technology, but it is valid. And please listen to what I have to say in the next 15, 20 minutes. It's groundbreaking.
Why are people so critical of you, so harsh on you? So, I mean, I've had people call me and like almost screaming about this. I mean, like, yeah. Geez Louise. I mean, if you don't want to listen to Tom, just turn the channel. My gosh. And I've had other people praising you profusely. Why is this engendering so much passion on both sides?
Yeah, there is a polarization. We see that. And I would say that those who don't understand this, you really should step back and take a look at the science. What I say, my statements can be substantiated, corroborated by way of scientific tests, clinical trials, if you will. And with that said, the proof is in the pudding. Some people who do understand the merit and who have experienced these sessions, these scalar light sessions, they realize that their health has been improved. So I think there's just misunderstanding. And, you know, I forgive those people, but eventually you have to come around and you have to look at the science. You have to look at the data. The data is overwhelming. What we can do is improve human health. And we have clinics from around the world that are vouching for our work.
We'll get to that data. I think that's extremely important. We talk about that, but you know, what you're claiming is a very bold claim.
Yes.
I would have to imagine that there are certain people, just like Tesla, just like many scientists, you do what you're doing and you're attracting attention of some very long armed and very big eyed people. Have you felt pressure? Have you seen pressure since you've been doing this?
No, I've not. God protects me. And what Daniel is referring to is this technology, scalar light, will essentially replace much of the existing technology today. It's a new way of looking at life. Long story short, I've not had any interference from big business yet. I anticipate that, but eventually it is progress that will triumph over pride. And I see that, again, this energy, scalar light, this technology, it's unstoppable, Daniel. It's just too many people understand it, and the word is out now, and people demand it.
Talk a little bit about your personal history, your personal awakening to this. How did you, how did you get into this and understand it and really such groundbreaking work on it?
Yeah, thank you. As a youngster, I studied Nikola Tesla, and I knew that his inventions were a cut above. I knew that what Tesla had achieved, nobody else was able to duplicate. So I knew that Nikola Tesla was using a different type of energy. He was not necessarily using electricity with AC electricity with many of his inventions. And it dawned upon me that many of his experiments and many of his inventions were using scalar light. It's a different form of energy. And with scalar light, you can achieve so much more as opposed to that of electricity. So in theory, I studied Tesla, and then I had the good fortune to meet a woman by the name of Sarah Hieronymus. She survived her husband, a scalar light researcher. His name was Galen Hieronymus. And essentially, I inherited many of Galen Hieronymus's notes and inventions. She passed them down to me, so to speak. It's more or less that of an oral tradition with many people in this new and emerging field. There's really not a plethora of literature that you can find on scalar light because it's new, it's different, it is an emerging science. Long story short, I inherited the notes and the inventions, the instruments of Galen Hieronymus, and with that I was simply able to duplicate his results in practice. So I had some help. I've not done this, obviously, single-handedly. And I want to underscore this for the listening audience. It's not my work exclusive. It's the work of other inventors by the name of Hieronymus or Tesla, or at least other scalar light pioneers, other scientists who've come before me. So this is not happenstance. This is not my imagination. This is sound, cold, hard facts. This is an emerging science, and we all will benefit if we work together and if we understand that this new and emerging technology will greatly enhance our lifestyle.
How did, how did you get in touch with Hieronymus' widow, and how did that conversation go? Did she just take a shine to you kind of thing and says, well, somebody's got to do this? I mean, how did that go?
Yeah. She took a shine to me. When I met her, she was 83 years of age, and she was asked by her husband to continue on with his legacy, and she knew that that her days were coming to an end, and she essentially opened up the laboratory to me, and she shared with me some of the intimate discoveries of her late husband. So I was, if you will, her protege, and she entrusted a great deal to me, and she realized that.
What was that like? Let me pause you right there, Tom. I mean, what was that like when she's showing you these things? And I mean, did that blow your mind, or did you really like, oh my gosh, what went on there?
To use your expression, it did blow my mind, and I was so enthralled. And this is back in 1993 and 1994, when I first started working with Sarah Hieronymus. Understand that her husband was an electrical engineer. He worked for the Kansas City Power Company for years. To this day, he's revered as a great electrical engineer. So you're working off this solid rock foundation of people like Tesla and Hieronymus. These are two prominent scientists in American history. So I am following in their footsteps. What I am doing is not really anything new. I'm simply repeating their results. So if anybody would like to beg to differ with what I'm doing, well, look at the history. Look at the generation after generation of scientists who've worked with this energy. So, long story short, I was very fortunate to be the protege of Sarah Hieronymus. I inherited his notes, and today we're about to benefit from his lifelong endeavor.
Very good. Very interesting. Other side, we'll continue this discussion. More with Tom Palladino, scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepyromall.com. That's thepyromall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com is all the great place, or is the great place, that you get the just a conglomeration of just the best. We bring the best together for you, thepowermall.com. You know this. If you're looking for Strauss Heart Drops, we've made a commitment. We're going to have Strauss Heart Drops. I mean, unless you guys just go crazy and just blast us out, then we're going to fulfill immediately. We're going to always have Strauss Heart Drops, REM Sleep. Some of the things that you guys buy all the time, we want to make sure that we have for you. So thank you so much. The Life Enthusiast products, the magnesium oil, the Himalayan salt is on sale. The Topperson is on sale. And we do have some a little bit of the 20% still off on the protein powder. If you're looking for protein powder, this is the best protein powder I've seen. That maca from Robert Tactalian. Buy from the good guys, ladies and gentlemen, over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Give Jay a call and place an order. Thank you so much for your purchases. Thank you for your donations and your prayers and your attention. And God bless you. Getting back to our guest, Tom Palladino, scalarlight.com, scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. Quite a sight, quite a claim, quite a story that he's given so far. If you've missed it, you've missed quite a bit. The scalar light is what we get from stars, from the sun. So, Tom, go into that a little bit. So basically, the light from the sun is a command. It is a direction. It is a, what is it to our DNA? Explain that dynamic.
That's a great question. Well, when we look at energy, energy really is instructions. It's much more than what some people just think is fire or heat or a demonstration of power. Energy is intelligence. So what I have surmised that scalar light, which I have been able to control with instruments, scalar light is a form of instructions or intelligence, and it has to be. If you have an orderly universe, then you have to have intelligence. You have to have instructions that lay that foundation, so to speak. So I have come to the conclusion, and I so have other researchers, that scalar light really serves as the instructions of the universe. Why would I make such a claim? Well, if scalar light is emanating from all of the stars, and there's trillions upon trillions of stars in the universe, then those stars are continually giving forth instructions or intelligence. So this is really the salient point that I want to make. Scalar light really is a divine character. Some people might call it the gift of the Holy Spirit. I believe that scalar light is really the essence of God, and it pervades the entire universe. And with that, it brings order out of chaos. And only the Creator can do that. So scalar light is really from the Creator.
You just said something that I'm sure struck our audience. You said order out of chaos, which is basically the Hegelian dialectic, basically the Illuminati's plan. They cause chaos and then they bring their order. Basically, what you're saying is the Illuminati is using a counterfeit procedure that the Creator of the universe used to create the universe to begin with.
Yes, yes, exactly, exactly. And I would go even a step further. You know, you've heard of the Illuminati. Well, that's false illumination. You know, that's wrong. We realize that that is a satanic cult. Well, to the contrary, it's God, it's Jesus Christ who gives us the light. If we read the first book of Genesis, be light made. That was the command of God. So God created light. Light is in a divine order, and it's light that brings order out of chaos. Now, the lie from the New World Order is that they want people to believe that they will bring order out of chaos. That's the lie. That's the pretense.
Wow, that was profound. What you're saying, you know, other researchers that are out there are kind of following this, especially quantum scientists. I have read some of the quantum theories and things that it doesn't leave any room for Darwinism. It doesn't leave any room for evolution, macroevolution at least, what you're saying.
That's correct. That's correct. If God created light and light serves as the instructions of the universe, what I have seen and what my predecessor Hieronymus observed was that scalar light can control genomic structures, that Galen Hieronymus was able to create a hybrid by combining two genomic structures. So it is scalar energy, scalar light that controls the genome, that controls DNA. And I've always believed, and I'll go on record, that Charles Darwin was a Rothschild agent. And the purpose of Darwinian evolution is to confuse the world, to alienate the world from God. It's another lie from the Illuminati.
So, to be clear, the starlight, we call it the sun here, our star, the sun, is actually sending signals out that is commanding, it's energy that's intelligent, that's commanding all that's around it. And with us, it's latching on or commanding our DNA. Would that be fair?
That's right. That's exactly right. And if you look at the order of the book of Genesis, God created light, and then after that, creation could take place. Creation could unfold. Well, why? Because light is the fundament. Light serves as the instructions. You can't have plants and animals and people without those instructions. So the first thing that God did was He created light. Be light made.
So the DNA that's in us, that double helix, and it kind of looks like this, but you're saying the DNA is an antenna.
Yes, correct, correct. And if you look at the nature of scalar energy, scalar light, it is likewise a helix. It's a double helix. And if you were to place side by side the DNA found in humans, side by side to the structure of a scalar wave, they are identical in proportion. That is, a scalar wave, which is a double helix, creates our DNA, which is likewise a double helix in configuration.
I mean, what you're saying, the ramifications are almost endless and are extremely profound. My mind is just going to, I mean, you can almost do anything with this. You have, I guess that is the power of God, or at least that's the mechanism God is using to order the universe. That's basically what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying, and I'll go a step further. If you look at the Ark of the Covenant that Moses and the Israelites enjoyed, I believe that Ark of the Covenant was working with scalar light, which is divine light. I don't believe it was an electrical instrument. So, if you will, any scalar energy research is really a reenactment of the Ark of the Covenant.
Who else is doing this like you are and into this and finding these type of things out?
Daniel, very few. Very few people can grasp that there's two energies. So many physicists today only consider electromagnetic energy. They want to include the entire universe in that one consideration. There's two energies. There's another spectrum of scalar, and sadly, very few physicists, very few scientists will even consider that. So I could count on both hands the number of bona fide scalar energy researchers out there today.
Do you learn from them? They learn from you? Do you guys kind of collaborate? Do you talk ever?
I've learned from one individual in particular, and this man wants to be anonymous. But most of the people that I've gleaned information from are deceased. It's a shame. It's people like Tesla, Hieronymus, another man by the name of Morey, out of Salt Lake City. All of those great inventors, scientists are deceased. So in many ways, once again, this is an oral tradition, and for now, we simply have to pass it on from generation to generation until there is a bona fide body of evidence and a bona fide push to consolidate this thinking into some type of a cogent group, I should say.
You said you have somebody you work with now, but they want to remain anonymous. Why anonymous? Is it so dangerous, or why?
It is dangerous because what we're doing is we're presenting a technology that will make obsolete the existing technology. Nikola Tesla was on the verge of introducing scalar power to the world, and scalar power simply would have replaced the AC electrical grid. So scalar energy is a game changer. It's much more efficient, and eventually this technology will come to the public will be made aware of this. It will come to our attention, and then the public will have to make a decision, either the old way of doing things or a new way, which is much more productive and cost efficient.
You mentioned Morey, and I'm going to get a little bit personal. I've kind of addressed this before. My grandfather was, into this kind of stuff. A brilliant man, no schooling, but invented some things and was an engineer, what have you. He had another friend that worked at Bell Labs in New Jersey, and the two of them would go back and forth, and they were always talking about Morey and the book, The Sea of Energy. I think his son wrote. Or somebody wrote about Morey.
Correct.
I can't remember. Okay. So Morey was talked about, even being very little, I can remember discussing this. Tell us a little bit about Morey and what you've learned from him.
Morey was out of Salt Lake City, and he developed scalar light instruments that could illuminate objects. He was also able to use scalar energy and pick up radio signals from around the world. And now this is predating the use of satellites. So somehow Morey was able to tap into a scalar energy dimension. And without satellites, he was able to listen to radio broadcasts around the world, which I find quite fascinating, or at least that's what I've read. How is that possible?
It's kind of like shortwave. Is that similar to shortwave radio, or was it?
I'll recount a story that I'm much more familiar with. Galen Hieronymus, that I studied under his wife, Galen Hieronymus was able to monitor the Apollo astronauts while they were orbiting the moon with scalar light instruments. Yes. And even when the astronauts were on the dark side of the moon, so to speak, he was still able to keep in contact with the astronauts, whereas NASA, working with electromagnetic energy, was not able to keep in contact with the astronauts when they are on the dark side of the moon. So what does that mean? That means a scalar energy spectrum can keep in contact with an object no matter where its location, even if it's on the dark side, the far side of the moon. You have to take into consideration electromagnetic energy would be prohibited from passing through the moon. So when NASA tried to keep in touch with the astronauts, they lost contact when the astronauts were on the far side of the moon. To the contrary, Hieronymus was always able to keep in touch with these astronauts and monitor them.
So what you're saying is there's always a complete connection. So we're all interconnected on a certain level. So there is no separation between...
That's correct.
Between
That's
any
correct.
Of us.
That's correct, Daniel, because a scalar light dimension is a dimension that is concatenated, or it's quantum entanglement. Everything is connected, and there's no separation. So it's an instantaneous communication, whereas electromagnetic energy, you have to travel from point A to point B to deliver a signal. You don't deliver a signal in scalar energy. In a scalar energy environment, that signal pre-exists.
I have to mention this because the thought came, maybe I shouldn't, or whatever. I'm going to mention it. There's an awful lot of people that I've talked to that think that, the 69 moon landing was darn near impossible because of the Van Allen belt and what have you. And you talked about, you know, the moon landing and all that. Your feelings there.
I believe there was a valid Apollo, mission, but I believe there's a lot that was suppressed, and that's usual with the government. We never get the full story. But I do believe that the Apollo astronauts did orbit the moon. I believe that's valid.
Interesting. Okay, now let's talk about what you've done, what you have, and what you're offering to people.
Okay, all right. So again, in the spirit of Tesla, Moray, Hieronymus, and these great pillars in science, in many ways, I've copied their work. And again, we'll use the term, I stand upon the shoulders of giants. These great men have taught me so much, even though it's posthumous. Nonetheless, they've taught me so much. And I give them all the credit in the world. I have developed scalar light instruments that likewise control that spectrum. It's not electricity. It's not magnetism. And with these scalar energy instruments, you can do incredible things. I have developed a series of instruments that can control molecular forms. I can either break down a molecular form or I can create a molecular form. So with my scalar light instruments, I can break down the molecular forms of viruses and bacteria and parasites. And I have great results with people around the world. People are telling me that after I've provided a session of scalar light that they no longer have a viral infection. They no longer have a bacterial infection. So my contention is scalar light can control microbes, germs, and with this intelligence of the star, again, it's star energy, star intelligence, we're able to control a microbe to the point we can break it apart so that it ceases to exist. Well, the upshot is if a microbe ceases to exist, well, you no longer have that infection.
So it's not that you're killing, you know, a bacteria or infection or a microbe, you say. It's that you're breaking it apart. It doesn't exist in the same fashion anymore. So basically, right. It doesn't exist. It's not killing it. You're de-evolving it. I don't know what the word is.
Yeah, we might say transmute, or some people might simply say disassemble. So we're taking the molecular bonds that hold together, say, the herpes virus, and we're just breaking that herpes virus down into smaller proteins. And in so doing, the virus falls apart. It fragments. It's no longer a virus. It's just fragments, and those components that comprise the herpes virus are now reincorporated into the body. Again, it's probably transmuted into elements or various types of proteins, various types of amino acids. It's quite fascinating because we never have a die-off when we're working with this energy, because there's no adverse chemical reaction, and you're simply taking a microbe and reducing it into fragments, and those fragments do not pose a threat to our health.
I see why you haven't got that much attention or people have bothered you, because I think even listening to you, and I've known you for a while and I've experienced this and it's fantastic, but it's so unbelievable to the average mind, and it's just so far beyond our dynamic of thought, our paradigm of thought, that I think people don't even pay attention. It's like, you know, what are you even talking about? I don't even think they pay attention to you. And so until that happens, I think people are going to ignore you. You know, they're not going to bother you. That's what I think.
I think you're right. I think you're right. And I've often thought that maybe it's going to take 50 or 100 million people to receive beneficial sessions, and for those 50 or 100 million people then to eventually tell the world. That's what it might take, because it's so misconstrued and it's so poorly grasped by so many people. I really don't think I'll have any interference from any party in the next 2 or 3 years, because people simply don't understand this.
You have, just so people listening, now, this is one of the most compelling things. You have scientific evidence. You have people with all kinds of diseases and then have a DNA test and it's completely gone. Talk about the DNA tests that confirm what you're describing to us.
Sure. Thank you. For instance, we received a DNA test, what some people call a polymerase chain reaction test, from a man in India just last month. After 13 years of being HIV positive, for the first time in 13 years, this man has no viral load, no viral load whatsoever, and his health is improving. And his attending physician is astounded. Now, we've been working with this man, and we've been able to break apart, to eradicate, to transmute the HIV virus with a scalar light instrument. Now, all of this is so...
How long have you been working with him? Tom, let me interject there. How long?
Sure. Approximately about 4 or 5 months. 4 or 5 months. And after working with him for 4 or 5 months, his HIV test is negative. I'll go on record. Scalar light has destroyed, has broken apart the HIV virus in his body. Now, again, to get back to my original thought, what is really telling is this. This man belongs to a group of people in Delhi, India, and he's promulgating our work, our research, and he's showing his DNA test result. And the clinic that he's working with now has enrolled close to 100 or 200 people who want to be likewise treated with scalar light. So our numbers are growing, and the word is getting out around the world, in this case in India, in which everybody in the clinic is now being offered scalar light sessions. And I would say within a year or two, this will be the talk of that clinic, because everybody in that clinic who's had HIV will have the chance to have it eradicated with scalar light. So this is an ongoing process that we experience from the people around the world. Again, I simply highlight this case in India because the people from this clinic are so enamored with this technique that they're now telling their friends and family. It's just a matter of time before this grassroots effort really takes off.
This is huge news, what you just said, because it's validating it on a way that maybe you couldn't have done before, or having medical people, you know, confirm or work with you. Maybe that's a better way to say it, work with you to demonstrate this. Where do you think this is going? Because I think the possibilities here are massive.
Yeah, the possibilities are incredible. And just stick with me, Daniel, as I've mentioned, the next 2 to 3 years, because the word is getting out. And eventually, if we perform this scalar light session for, say, another 200 or 300 people at this clinic in India, and if everybody, frankly, sees the same results, no HIV viral load, that HIV has been eradicated from their bodies, well, people talk. You know, everybody's on social media. Everybody has a cell phone. So this should start spreading like wildfire pretty soon.
Okay, on your website, Scalar Light, is there a phone number people can reach out to you?
Yeah, our phone number is area code 805-364-3051. Let me mention, on our website, scalarlight.com, if you visit that website, at the top you'll see a red banner, free trial. Just click that banner, and you and your family will be entitled to 15 days of free scalar energy sessions. We want to prove this to the world. What I'm saying is true and it's accurate. It does work. We're able to eradicate bacteria and viruses from the body. Avail yourself to that free trial. Go to scalarlight.com.
The number is 805-364-3051, 805-364-3051. If you want to get in touch with Tom's, what he's doing there, if you want to call him directly. Now, people are listening, they're like, well, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Who should do that trial?
Everybody. Why? Because everybody has parasites and viruses in your body. You know, consider many of those viruses eventually can lead to further medical conditions or even cause cancer. Why not get rid of the germs, the microbes in your body? Everybody is a candidate, and please include your pets. You'll see that your dog and your cat will feel better. Most pets, most animals are filled with germs. So it would behoove you to not only...
My dogs are, that's for sure.
Yeah. It behoove you not only to send in your photograph, but the photograph of all your pets.
So, you know, people hear photograph of you. I'm giving you a photograph that creeps people out. So they can take a picture of their hand, their foot, you know, it's not a picture of your face. And what it does, it's like a phone number, basically, where the scalar light now can hone in on you. Is that accurate?
That's absolutely correct. That's absolutely correct. So when we work with you, remotely. Again, scalar light is not electricity. We work with people by way of their photograph. Send us a photograph of your hand and we will successfully provide a session.
Well, there you go, scalarlight.com, scalarlight.com. The number is 805-364-3051. You want to learn more? Ladies and gentlemen, don't take my word for it or whatever. I want to present, Tom. I want to present different things. And, if I get criticized for presenting different ideas, then I get criticized. You do it for yourself. He's giving you a free trial, and find out for yourself. I think it's worth your time. It's certainly an interesting discussion about scalar light and DNA and all this. I mean, there's so many things we don't know, so many things that are being repressed. And so it's very enjoyable to talk to somebody like Tom. Tom, absolute pleasure, my friend. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. See you tomorrow.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.